The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Hammers down by three across the timeline. Miller right into that double team. Then Ogallala goes for the steal, doesn't get it. Open underneath, short jumper off the glass is good. Casey Juergens.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Overton as the Eagles host the Amherst Broncos. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
To the front court they'll go. Dylan Margaritz dribbles out of the corner. Now they go to Ryan. Ryan spins. Nice athletic move off the square and in.
Amherst is coming off a doubleheader sweep of conference foe Eustace Farnham last night, while Overton is hitting the court for the first time in 2015. It's the Broncos and Eagles coming up next, but first a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Overton with ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest Yield Leader. Good evening, everyone, and welcome here to Overton as the Eagles playing host Amherst. Girl Boy Doubleheader in the Conference. Randy Bushcutter with you from the area, if you will, the home of the Eagles. Glad you could join us for the Fort Kearney Conference Doubleheader as Amherst will come in. The boys, obviously, one of the more respected teams in the state on the for the Broncos. And again, Overton right now kind of struggling a little bit. On the boys' side, they'll come in unusual fashion with a losing record at 2-6 on the season. Amherst is 8-1, but we do anticipate that the girls' matchup will be very, very competitive. Amherst 3-7, Overton almost identical record at 3-6, and these two teams, Loomis, have played very comparable. Have played them pretty even throughout, and so we anticipate, especially on the girls' side, a very competitive game. And always here in Overton, it's tough to beat the Eagles, even when they have a losing record on the boys' side, because there will be a lot of energy in this building as Amherst comes to town to take them on. So we anticipate a couple of nice matchups here, and we'll step away for just a few moments. When we come back, we'll take a look at the starters and the Lady Broncos. Amherst and Overton here on ESPN Radio. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark at New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to step away for a minute or so, and when we come back for the starters for Amherst and Overton, when we come back right after this.
Even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
So where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Easy. Pioneer.com and MobilePioneer.com on their smartphone. Access to product information, performance results, and world-class agronomic knowledge. Anytime, anywhere. Find the best solutions online at Pioneer.com. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
And welcome back here to Overton. Let's give you our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for Amherst. They'll be in their road red uniforms with the white numbers. It's a little black outline on those numbers and letters as well, and pretty sharp-looking uniforms. And the camel warm-ups. I had to talk a little bit with Coach Klingelhofer about that before the beginning of the game. But here is the starting lineup for Jamie Klingelhofer's Lamhurst Lady Broncos, who come in with a record of 3-7 on the year. Their starters are Madison Murphy. She is a 5'8 sophomore. Sydney Toppenheim, 5'4 and a senior. Heather Bentley is 5'5 and a junior. Courtney Martinson is 6 foot tall and a senior. Pretty good force on the inside. And Casey Juergens rounds out the starting lineup. She is 5'9 and a junior. For the Overton Lady Eagles and head coach Chelsea Losey, the starters are Tara Lease. She is 5'4 and a senior. She's averaging about 2.6 points and a rebound and a half per ball game. Danny Jewett, 5'7 and a senior, averaging 7.6 points and 6.2 rebounds a game. Monica Meyer is 5'7 and a junior. She's averaging 3.2 points, 2.1 rebounds per ball game. Sydney Eden Enix, a 5'10 freshman, is making the start as usual. She is averaging 8.6 points and 6.4 rebounds per ball game. And rounding it out is going to be Gracie Grote. She is 5'8 and only a freshman. And being in the ninth grade, she's averaging 9 points per ball game and 4.5 rebounds per contest for head coach Chelsea Losey. So those are your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We're going to step away for at least one last time here before we have the tip-off between Amherst and Overton. Before we do, we'll remind you that on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM this evening, we have coverage of Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic, a girl-boy doubleheader. Again, that will be tipping off at about the same time on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, and it's Tri-City Storm Hockey. They're home this weekend, and their game, I think they dropped the puck at 7:30 tonight. That game will be on the breeze, 94.5. But here it's Amherst and Overton. We'll step away, and we'll wrap up our pregame show. We come back right after this.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
And welcome back here to Overton. As we mentioned, the Eagles, the home team, of course, they're in their home white uniforms. Amherst will be in their road reds here, as especially the girls' side, both teams looking to kind of pick things up as we're really kind of starting that second part of the season. You know, you kind of warm everything up, kind of figure out what you've got out there before Christmas break. Then you got the holiday tournament time. Then after that, you really start fine-tuning things a little bit. And that's really where we're at here between Amherst and Overton. Amherst, as we mentioned, 3-7. Overton, 3-6 on the season so far. And a win against a conference rival will get things moving along in the right direction. Overton won't have much time to deal with what happens here tonight because they'll be back on the road. Both the boys and girls will be in Maxwell tomorrow. And for Amherst, both the boys and girls teams have a little time off before they have to hit the court once again because the Amherst Lady Broncos won't be playing again until next Friday when they travel to Pleasanton. So Overton and Amherst, a girl-boy doubleheader here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. A reminder for you that all of our games stream live on our website, PlatteRiverPreps.com. In fact, all of our games that we have high school-wise stream on all of our myriad of stations. They're all on PlatteRiverPreps.com. And tomorrow we'll be out kind of an unusual day tomorrow. Both the games that we're going to be doing, both high school events that we're doing tomorrow will be on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, around 4:30. We'll have the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational. Overton, I believe, is in there as well. Obviously, the folks listening in Amherst will probably know some of the wrestlers out there in the finals tomorrow, and we'll have those finals for you beginning around 4:30. After that, we'll have coverage of Wilcox Hildreth in Elm Creek to take on the Buffaloes in a girl-boy doubleheader. Those games may very well start around 6 o'clock online at PlatteRiverPreps.com before we get on the air. We're going to pause here for the national anthem, then the tip between Overton and Amherst. We come back right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark at New Tech Seed. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Doing the jumping here for Overton will be Sydney Enix, and she's already shook hands here with Courtney Martinson, who are just about ready to get things underway. In fact, we're making sure the clock's all set, and it is. So there is the ball in the air, and the tip. Hits the turf, but Amherst is able to come up with it, so they got first possession of the ball. Bring it in the offensive zone. They kick it right side for Martinson. She'll dribble to the left side, put up a 15-foot jumper. She's hit on the arm, so she'll go to the line 9 seconds into the game after being fouled, and she'll have two shots as the foul will go against Danny Jewett, and that is her first. That one was an easy call, and the free throw is up and no good. Yeah, if you're Amherst, you don't mind Jewett maybe getting in a little foul trouble. Second free throw is up and good. So Martinson makes one out of two free throws here. And where first point of the ball game goes to Amherst. Overton facing a little bit of pressure. Jewett handles it, dribbles, slips through the defense, lays it up with that left hand. It's up and in. Danny Jewett, just nobody really shut her off, got in front of her, and she found a little seam and takes it all the way in with that dominant right hand. And her first field goal of the ball game. In the lane, a little runner here for Juergens. Juergens with the miss. And the rebound is taken out of there by Overton. Snagging the bound there was Enix. Enix will drive, has her shot blocked, but we're going to call a foul here on Casey Juergens. Juergens was in pretty good position there. Must have got her on the body. And to the line is going to be Sydney Enix. So Enix with the free throw. It rolls around and is good. So that'll tie things up here, or correct them to that. It's now 3-1, Overton with the lead. And the second free throw up and good. So a 4-1 start to the game here for Overton. Nice start to the game for them as Toppenheim brings it in the offensive zone. She's going to be shut off there by Lease. Gets it in the lane, kick out. Here's going to be a three-pointer for Murphy. Oh, just inside the three-point arc, and Murphy will stroke it in. Nice ball movement there. And that allows Amherst to put a little pressure on. Breaking the press here is going to be Jewett. She brings it in the offensive end. Off of a screen, we'll give it off for Meyer on that left side. Meyer's jumper is no good, and the rebound out to Amherst. Snagging the bound there was Murphy. She'll get it up right side for Martinson. Martinson kicks into the corner. Toppenheim thought about the three, but now she'll lob it inside for Martinson. Martinson's shot won't fall, and it's rebounded again by Overton. Snagging the bound there was Enix, and she'll kick it up ahead here for Jewett. Jewett's going to slow it down, kick the ball back out for Lease. Lease off of a little bounce pass to the right wing. will get it off here for Bentley. Checking out Bentley, rather, but Grote. And Grote lost the ball on the inside, so Overton turns it over. And here come the Broncos. They don't have numbers, so they're going to slow it down just a little bit. Toppenheim brings it up, and she'll use up her dribble. Looks to the right side, gets it out for Martinson. Martinson back on the baseline for Toppenheim. Toppenheim lobs it to the low block for Juergens. Juergens walking through the lane, and they're going to call her for a double dribble. So the turnover ends the possession. And a little bit of pressure, but Enix gets the pass at the top of the key. She's going to drive all the way in off glass. Her shot no good. And rebounded by Amherst. And then we got a reaching foul that's going to be called here against Overton, trying to get the ball back. And they're going to call a little reach there on Sydney Enix. And for Enix, that'll be her first foul. 4:50 to go here. Quarter number one, it is 4-3. Overton with the lead. Amherst got the basketball right now. Murphy on that right side, picked up defensively by Grote. Back out for Bentley. They got it to the high post, kicking it out, and now driving is Toppenheim. She'll hand it off on a screen here to Martinson. Martinson will kick it left side for Juergens. As right now, Overton playing pretty good man-to-man defense, but dribbling through there is Martinson. Martinson had the ball knocked out of her hands, but they're going to say last touch by Overton. The help side defense really kind of shut off the lane there for Martinson. It looked like she was going to have an angle as she started to drive through there. But now she'll inbound it on the baseline, and she'll throw it top of the circle. Juergens will pull up a 15-foot jumper. No good. Offensive rebound on the inside. Won't fall. And now we got a foul or a held ball, they're going to call it. Possession arrow is pointing to Overton. So it will be Overton basketball. And they'll get it inside for Enix. She almost walked with it, but was able to find Jewett in time with no pressure on. So they'll give it off on the right side. Bad pass going to be stolen away here by Toppenheim. Toppenheim on the drive. Toppenheim goes in strong, gets the bucket and foul. She drew the body contact against Grote. Grote's going to be called for the foul. And after essentially making the steal on one end, Toppenheim now will try to finish off a three-point play. So she gets the steal, makes the layup, and we'll see what she can do at the free throw line here. With that, Amherst takes the lead at 5-4 with 5:04 to go here in quarter number one. And the free throw, back the iron, no good. And taken out of there by Overton. Long pass up ahead. Grote on the ground, fighting for it, came up with it. And the coaching staff for Overton, they called the timeout. Chelsea Losey calls the timeout here with 4:57 to go to maintain possession. Great hustle there to maintain the possession there by Gracie Grote. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Overton inbounds the ball to Jewett, and Jewett gave away. Now gets it back. She'll drive to the elbow, and she's going to be shut off there. Hands it off for Monica Meyer. Meyer puts up the jumper. It goes out of bounds, but it was last touched off of the Broncos. So it will be Overton ball, as Jewett now will trickle in the inbounds. 5-4, down by a point is Overton, and they get the ball into the hands of Sydney Enix, and they'll help work it around. Left side, now the drive here by Jewett. Jewett's shot won't fall, and we've got a ball that rolls out. They're going to say somebody was on the baseline there, and it was touched by Overton at the time, so it will be Amherst basketball. Kind of a team rebound here for the Broncos. They'll give it off right side for Martinson. Martinson stops at the elbow, gives it to Toppenheim. Toppenheim has the ball stolen away from her. Great defensive play there by Tara Lees to come up with the steal. And now in the offensive zone, Grote is going to be held by Murphy. And that'll be Murphy's first foul. Three fouls have been whistled against Overton. That is the second now called against Amherst. So Overton inbounds, and they'll just bounce it in. for Enix, and then Enix trying to kick it out and give it off here for Jewett, but Jewett's footing was a little bit off, and that'll be an Overton turnover. So Amherst has the ball here and the one-point lead as we reach midway through quarter number one. Entry pass is going to be tipped out of bounds by Enix. And so on the baseline, Amherst will trigger it in again. Back in the game here for Amherst is going to be Juergens. She was out momentarily. Triggering it in is going to be Martinson. Also, nice little screen there by Bentley. They're going to throw it in the backcourt, but that's okay. Picking it up is going to be Emily Arnold. Arnold will face a little bit of pressure by Lease. And Arnold check in just a little bit ago. She set the screen. Here's a three-pointer for Tobenheim. It is off the mark and no good. Rebounded by Overton, and now they're on the run after the long outlet pass by Grote. She'll kick it back out here for Enix, and now Grote has it top of the circle, and she'll direct traffic a little bit. Tell people where she wants them to go. And man-to-man, both teams are going right now. Nice little give and go. Left-handed layup, though, for Grote's no good. Offensive rebound in underneath by Taylor Kaiser, and then we're going to have a hell ball. So nice pass on the inside. And Overton couldn't get the shot to fall there, but hell ball, and Overton has the possession arrow, so they've got the basketball now. They inbound it. It's loose, picking it up as Lease in the corner, dumps it back inside for Enix. Enix will drive and score. Ball was loose, and that was a nice little bit of work there to get the ball back, and then the bounce pass in for Enix. And then breaking the press here is Tobenheim. Tobenheim will go the distance and put it up with that left hand. It's up and in. And the ball kind of rolled away from the officials, so they're going to stop things, and they're going to let Tara Lease come out of the game as she looks very uncomfortable right now and panting. I didn't see if she got maybe the wind knocked out of her, but that's what it kind of appears like there. So they're going to let her come out of the game, and the ball inbounded, and Overton doesn't get it in time. Good pressure there by Amherst, and Overton will turn it over. Amherst 7-6, 3:07 to go here in the first quarter. Broncos after the turnover will inbound it underneath their own basket here. Triggering it in is going to be Bentley. Bentley gives it off for Tobenheim, and she'll fire a long two and stroke it in. Sydney Tobenheim, long jumper there. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and it's now 9-3. Amherst with the lead. On the bounce here is going to be Grote, and Grote drives all the way in very nicely. Again, didn't get shut off, so she goes in with that dominant hand on the right side, banks it off the glass, and we've got a one-point ball game again. Tobenheim with those 6 points will bounce it out on the right wing here for Emily Arnold. Arnold gets it for Juergens. Juergens, and they're going to call her for a little extra step. So the walk for Juergens, that'll be another turnover. Three turnovers against Amherst, five against Overton. Substitutions coming in the game for both teams. We'll check those for you here in just a moment. They'll toss it in here for Enix. Enix, long pass up ahead for Jewett. Jewett's ahead of everybody, gets the bucket and the foul. Hit on the arm on the way up and was able to rattle that one in. So a nice little pass up ahead, and Jewett will cash it in. And for Amherst, checking in the game is going to be Sierra Rubicek. The foul is going to be called on Casey Juergens, and that's going to be her second foul. So the free throw rolls around and is no good here. And rebounded by the Broncos. Tobenheim has it in the offensive zone. We'll work it around here left side for Murphy. Back to Tobenheim on that left wing, about 17 feet away. Gives it top of the circle for Martinson. Martinson's going to fire a three. It is no good. And the long rebound taken out by Martinson. Kick right side. Here's Tobenheim for another three-pointer. That one won't fall. Rebounded again by Amherst. Murphy got the rebound. And then when she was passing it out, was held on the arm there by Jewett. So that's going to be her second foul. And checking in is going to be Monica Meyer. And Jewett will come out with those two fouls with a little bit less than 2 minutes to go here in quarter number one. Inbound it for Tobenheim. She's behind a three-point arc, but she'll work it around. Entry pass to the inside, knock loose, and then stolen away by Overton. Making the steal is Taylor Kaiser having trouble dribbling up court because of the pressure, and they're going to call a foul on Amherst. There's a couple of different Broncos there, and they're going to give the foul to Heather Bentley. So for Bentley, that'll be her first foul. And it's four fouls for each team here as Overton will inbound it. So Amherst turns the ball over, and now they'll lob it in the lane here for Mackenzie Beaver. And Beavers with a little baseline jumper won't fall, but she draws the body contact, and she's going to head to the line. And that'll be on Courtney Martinson. So two shots coming up here for Mackenzie Beavers. And the first one is good. So Beavers makes the free throw. And bends the knees for the second one. That one is a little bit short, but gets her own rebound. And she'll kick it back out here left side. Jumper for Grote. That one will not fall. Another rebound by Beavers. And then the drive on the right side is going to be up and in for Meyer. So a four-point lead here for Amherst. Entry pass on the inside, bounces around a little bit. Last touched by the Eagles. Almost making the steal there was Kaiser, but it goes out of bounds. Madison Miller going to check in here for Amherst. 5 second count going on. Martinson as she inbounds it, and she'll get it in for Miller. Miller to the elbow. Now they work it around here left side to give it off for Murphy. Baseline jumper. That is no good. Offensive rebound by Amherst, and they'll work it back around the perimeter, and then that long outlet pass is going to be off the mark. And they got it out to the top of the key, but then when they try to throw it on the left side for Murphy, Amherst turns the ball over. And on the inbounds, we got both a turnover and then a foul. Loose ball was picked up there by Heather Bentley, and then going back for the ball. Sliding for it there was Jaden Eby, and Eby then is going to be called for the foul. So Eby called for the foul after the turnover as well. Entry pass in the lane. That's a tough turnaround jumper that's off the mark here for Martinson. And the pass out. We're going to have a push. Coming up with loose ball there was Bentley, and then they push Bentley. And she's fouled by the other number 20. That'll be on Grote. So that's two on her. So foul trouble for both these two teams right now. That's now six fouls that have been called in the first quarter here against Overton. There's been five against Amherst. Murphy gives it off left side. 40 seconds to go. Entry pass down low for Sierra Rubicek. Rubicek working against Beavers, and Beavers is going to be called for the foul. They worked it inside very nicely, and now Beavers, she'll pick up her first foul. We might be finding out just how deep both these two benches are. That's already seven fouls that have been whistled against Overton. And the free throw is a little bit short for Rubicek. So Rubicek misses the first of two. Has one more coming up here. And Amherst has been stuck on nine for a while. It's a 7-0 run here, I believe, for Overton. And the second free throw is also no good. And a rebound ripped out of there, and I do mean ripped out of there, by Beavers. She pulls down the rebound. They'll kick it up ahead here for Enix. Enix hands off for Kaiser. Kaiser in the lane, gives it off left side. A little 12-foot jumper, no good. And rebounded by Amherst. 14 seconds left, dribbling on the baseline. And then the entry pass inside for Rubicek. Rubicek kicks it out. There's going to be Martinson, and Martinson hits the three. Nice in-out game there, and Martinson drains the three-pointer. And the entry pass almost stolen away. Heather Bentley couldn't quite wrestle it away from Monica Meyer, and it goes out of bounds. And that will do it. That's the final horn will sound here. So we've got one quarter in the books right now, Overton with a 13-12 lead after one quarter. We'll be back with quarter number two here from Overton, as we'll continue coverage of high school basketball here on Classic Hit, on ESPN 1460 and 1550. 13-12. Overton with the lead. We're back after this.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back. 13-12 our score here as Amherst is down by a point, but they've got the basketball to start the second quarter. They'll get it right side for Martinson. Martinson being harassed there by the man-to-man defense or Tara Lisa. Actually, they're in a 2-3 zone at the moment. And they'll bounce it out top of the circle here for Martinson. Martinson tries to enter it in. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by a hustling Tara Lisa. So Amherst will inbound. And they're zoning it right now at 2-3 on the inbounds play here. Toppenheim gets the inbounds well behind the three-point arc. Doesn't want to shoot the top of Taylor Kaiser. And so she'll dribble near midcourt. Give it off right side for Martinson. Martinson looking over the top of Lees. Still has a dribble and will give it between the circles for Juergens. They cycle through as Johanna Gilbertson has it momentarily. And then kicks right side. A little penetration. Rolling around. Shot won't fall for Amherst, and Overton comes away with the rebound. It's Enix after the rebound dribbling up court. Will stop, kick it back out for Lees, who's going to fire a three. That is no good. And the rebound, well, taken out by the rebounding machine here, Courtney Martinson. And Martinson will bring into the offensive zone. We've got Martinson with 6 rebounds so far in the game. Pass to the inside, a little bit of pressure, long pass up ahead, deflected around, and that's going to be a turnover by Overton. That was just too much coverage down there, and finally coming up with the tip ball is Emily Arnold. Arnold will give it off here for Juergens. Juergens is going to kick right side for Toppenheim. Toppenheim facing some pretty good pressure there by Kaiser. And Kaiser, oh, check that, it was Eby who was putting the pressure on over there. And they'll give it top of the circle here for Juergens. Juergens back to Toppenheim. 1-point ball game. And the ball knocked loose, but coming up with it, they're going to call walk. Yeah, it was stuffed back into Emily Arnold's hands. And give credit where credit's due. That's pretty good defense there by Eby to force the turnover. So Amherst turns the ball over. That's sometimes there's forced errors and unforced errors. That one was forced. That was good defense. And this one was unforced. Tara Lees took an extra step with the ball when she got the pass and wasn't sure what to do with it, and she ended up holding it when she was planning on passing it, and that'll be an Overton turnover. So Toppenheim will get the ball back, and we'll give it off here for Gilbertson. Gilbertson throws it in the lane. On the low block here is Juergens. Juergens, little bunny hook, shot won't fall, and a rebound taken out by Overton. They're on the run. They pass it up ahead. Right-handed layup. Good for Sydney Enix. They found Enix on the run, and she's able to take it in with that strong right hand and push that lead out to 15-12. Overton with the lead. Amherst driving. This is Martinson, who gives it off on the low block for Juergens. Juergens' shot won't fall. And another Overton rebound. This one again by Eby. Around the perimeter we go. There's Lees. She'll give it off on the baseline. Quick little jumper there for Meyer. Won't fall. And rebounded by Amherst. Nice rebound there by Arnold, who throws it up ahead here for Juergens. Juergens' little runner on that right side. Won't fall. Long outlet pass after the rebound by Overton. They get it up ahead here for Lees. And then Lees turns the ball over. Well, it was a good idea there for Sydney Enix after she got the rebound. And then we've got a foul called on the drive, and you might hear from the groans of the Overton fans in front of me. They thought maybe that was a walk instead of a block, but it is going to be called a block here. So Taubenheim will go to the line for the front end of a 1-1. That's now 8 fouls that have been whistled against Overton here in the ballgame. So Taubenheim shooting the front end of a 1-1 here after the foul was called on Taylor Kaiser. And Taubenheim hits the free throw, so that'll earn her the second free throw as she makes the front end of the 1-1. 15-13, 5:05 to go here in second quarter. Second free throw in and out, no good. And the rebound by Overton. Snagging the bound was Enix, and then Enix lost the ball, and it's going to be an easy bucket to Casey Juergens. And now we're going to have a foul whistled on Overton. A little reach here. Excuse me, a foul against Amherst. Be a reach called on Courtney Martinson. That'll be her second. Ball inbounded, trapped, but EB comes up with the ball. Now she loses it. It's stolen away by Martinson. She's going to go with the layup. It's up and in. So Martinson comes up with the steal and then lays it up and in. And with that, Amherst now takes the lead back, and we're going to get another timeout here for Overton. Chelsea Losey going to call the timeout as Amherst has taken the lead back. 17-15, 4:38 to go here in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth on the road here at Overton as a doubleheader here between the Eagles and the Amherst Broncos. Timeout by Overton. Second time they've had to call a timeout. The first one was just kind of preserve possession when the ball was being tied up in the corner. So Overton has used up 2 timeouts here. Amherst still has their full allotment of 5. And the Eagles will inbound it off a backdoor cut. They're going to run with it here is Meyer. Meyer then slows down top of the circle. Now they triple team her. They get it out here for Grote. Grote's going to drive and will bounce off of Juergens and lay it up and in. Gracie Grote, that's a strong drive. Nice bucket there for her as she now has 4 points in the ballgame. Bounce pass right side for Martinson. It gets it on the low block for Juergens. Juergens, turnaround jumper off glass, no good. And rebound's going to be tied up. Possession arrow is pointing to Overton. So the Eagles will toss it in on the baseline here. I think we've had about 5 or 6 different held balls off of rebounds. Jewett splits the defense, bounce pass through the lane though, and she had trouble trying to get it through there. It was intercepted by Overton, but they're going to call, excuse me, intercepted by Amherst, but they're going to call a walk before that pass. And it did look to me like their footing was a little bit off. So turnover by Overton. That's now 10 turnovers for them here in the ballgame unofficially. Midway through second quarter, it's 17-all, Overton and Amherst. Ball top of the circle, there's Bentley. Bentley now 5-second count going on with the pressure being put on by Meyer, so she'll kick it off here left side for Murphy. Top of the circle for Taubenheim. Taubenheim with nobody really in the lane. She'll penetrate a little bit, kick it off right side. Now Miller's going to penetrate. Shot is an air ball. Rebounded in underneath. There's a bucket and foul. Casey Juergens pulled the ball out of midair there as she makes the putback. And then she's hit on the arm. That foul is going to be on Enix. That'll be her second. And the free throw by Juergens is off the mark. And no good. Coming up with the rebound is Overton. On the bounce here is Jewett. Still has her dribble, being pressured there by Juergens. She'll give it top of the circle here for Lease. In the lane, dribbling is Enix. Enix will take it off glass, and you may have heard the whistle. She now will head to the line. She drove in with that dominant hand, and then she was hit on the arm there by Taubenheim. And for Tobenheim, that is her first foul. And the free throw's up and good for Enix. So she makes the first one. It's 19-18. Amherst with a one-point lead. But Sydney Enix can tie it up here. The 5'10 freshman. It's the second free throw. It's up and good. So Sydney Enix has 8 points here in the ballgame. That's right at her season average. Emily Arnold in the offensive zone. Gives the ball back out for Juergens. 2-3 zone right now for Overton. Nope, they're switching to a man-to-man. So it is Martinson. 5 second count going on. Has to get rid of it and doesn't in time. Nope, a timeout. Timeout, that's a good one for Jamie Klingelhofer to maintain the possession. It was close to that 5 second call, but Amherst calls the timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We're tied at 19, 2:55 to go here in the second. We're back after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Tied at 19. Amherst is able to maintain the possession with that 30-second timeout. And they'll enter it down low for Arnold. Arnold loses the ball, but picking it up here is going to be Juergens. And Juergens will work it back around. They'll get it out here for Martinson. In the lane here for Murphy. Murphy, that's a tough shot. And I think he hit the top of the glass. I think she thought it was going to get blocked, and she shot it a little bit hard. And it ends up hitting the top of the glass there, which is legal, except it hit the stand. The black part above the glass. And another timeout being taken here by Overton. Otherwise, they would have turned it over. They had trouble inbounding it there. Danny Jewett had no one to pass to. So a 30-second timeout taken by Overton, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll just keep it right here for the time being. 2.5 minutes to go. Don't forget that coming up at halftime, we'll have our Ravenna Sanitation halftime report, and we'll talk about the boys' game coming up as we'll talk with Overton head coach Clint Little as we'll set the stage for Amherst and Overton in the boys' game. It is at halftime where Kearney Catholic's girls right now are leading Grand Island Central Catholic 38-13. That game is on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9. Ball being inbounded here by Jewett. Almost stolen away, but coming up with it is Enix. And Enix outruns everybody. When she kind of stole it from the Steeler and then was able to drive all the way in and lay it up and in. So fortunate break there for Overton. Now the entry pass down low here for Murphy, and Murphy goes hard to the basket, and on the way, she's hit on the arm, so she's going to shoot two. And the foul is going to be on Johanna Gilbertson. Check that. I looked at the wrong one. It's on Sydney Enix, and that is going to be her third foul. And Murphy makes the first of two free throws. She was hit in the act of shooting. So coming out is going to be Enix with those three fouls with 2:17 to go here in the second quarter. Those three fouls. And the free throw is no good. And Beavers pulls down the rebound for Overton. Entry pass down low. Driving here is going to be Beavers. Beavers takes off glass, and it's good. So Beavers, after getting the defensive rebound, gets the bucket on the other end. And it's now a three-point ball game. A little runner for Tobenheim. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Another foul inside. As heading to the line is going to be Bentley. Bentley with a couple of rebounds in there. And now she'll head to the line after she was fouled by Overton's Monica Meyer. That's going to be the first on Meyer. Well, at halftime, we'll take a look at the numbers, including a long litany of fouls that we'll have to take a look at, because there's going to be some foul trouble here. First free throw for Bentley is up and good. And the second one is off the mark. And rebounded by Overton. Grode, after snagging the rebound, brings it across the timeline. And we'll give it off on the right wing here for Jewett. Jewett facing man-to-man pressure. Dribbles to the right. Bounce pass to the elbow. And Meyer makes the catch and then is going to be held. So she'll go to the free throw line. And she was fouled there by, I think that was on Martinson. Yeah, that's going to be her fourth. Or it's going to be her third as well. So she has three. Jurgens has two for Amherst. For Overton, three for Enix, two for Grote, and two for Jewett. So Meyer at the free throw line. Hits the free throw, so she'll earn one more here. Makes the front end of the 1-1 to make it 24-21. And her second free throw, no good. And rebounded by Amherst. Murphy snagged the rebound. We'll kick it up ahead here for Arnold. Back around the perimeter, they give it for Jurgens. Jurgens' pass going to be stolen away. The steal by Meyer. She goes in with that right-handed layup. No good. And so Overton misses the shot. Rebounded out of there by Jurgens. Jurgens' pass is off the mark. And that'll be a turnover here on Amherst. So minute 16 to go before halftime, 24-21. Overton with the lead and the basketball as they inbound it here for Meyer. She's facing some full court pressure, being chased there by Arnold. Pass on the right side. And on that pass, there's going to be a foul. And that'll be on Heather Bentley. That'll be her second. In the front end of a 1-1 coming up here for Taylor Kaiser. And Kaiser can't get the free throw to go. And the rebound is going to be tipped out of bounds. And there's going to be last touch by Casey Jurgens. Good hustle there by Grote to make sure that Jurgens couldn't grab the ball in the corner. So it will be Overton basketball. Tossing it in is going to be Kaiser. Kaiser gets it in for Meyer in the corner. Pass nearly in the backcourt, but Lease is able to pick it up. And then facing pressure, it's going to be stolen away by Jurgens. Jurgens with the steal, with the layup, it's good. Casey Jurgens comes up with that steal, and then good hustle to get back defensively after the turnover, but Jurgens was able to take it in with that dominant hand. 45 seconds to go before halftime. Pass right wing for Meyer. Meyer's going to fire a three. It's no good, and the ball goes out of bounds on the rebound. Last touched by Overton, so it will be Amherst ball with 40.5 to go. Overton with a 24-23 lead here, and Amherst has the basketball. Offensive end is Tobenheim. Bounce pass into the corner for Jurgens behind that three-point arc. Now she'll dribble out to the elbow, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Gilbertson's pass is going to be picked up here by Arnold. She'll dribble down to the baseline, and they'll kick it out for Tobenheim. Tobenheim's going to drive, gets the body contact, and she'll be going to the line. Good job there by Tobenheim to draw the body contact. And it's going to be a foul on Tara Lease. That's going to be just her first. But it will put Tobenheim to line for a couple of free throws. And the first one is on the way, rolls around, and is no good. 24-23. If the free throw is good here, we'll be all deadlocked with 24 seconds to go. 24 all, 24 seconds to go here in quarter number two. Meyer's going to inbound it. Pretty good pressure put on, and their inbound's going to go out of bounds, not touched by anybody, so that will be an Overton turnover, and Amherst will inbound it underneath their own basket. Johanna Gilbertson's going to trigger it in here. As Overton goes with the 2-3 zone on the inbounds play, Tobenheim on that left side is going to fire a three. It's no good, and rebounded again by Beavers. Beavers facing some pressure, but she's able to get it up ahead here for Grote. They've got number, bounce pass, and it's going to be kicked out of bounds. Dangered punted there by Casey Jurgens, who was flying through that lane, just trying to stick a foot out there so you don't get the easy pass. So Overton's going to inbound it, and they'll toss the ball in here for Meyer. Meyer gave it away, now gets it back. They're looking inside for Beavers. She's still looking inside. 6 seconds left. Bounce pass is going to be loose. Picked up by Grote, top of the circle. Well behind the three-point arc. Throws it in underneath, but it's going to be too late. She was able to find Lease, who was all by herself, but couldn't get the pass down there in time. So That's going to do it for the first half here. We're tied at 24 between Overton and Amherst. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll be returned right after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We're tied at halftime, 24-24, Overton and Amherst here in girls basketball. But kind enough to join us to talk about the boys game is Clint Little, the head boys basketball coach here at Overton. And the coach, we were kind of joking before that, you know, at least Jay didn't change the locks or anything like that on it. You kind of can figure out where everything's at. What has changed in terms of, has anything really changed with how Overton likes to kind of play basketball? What you got to do? Is your philosophy different than Jay's?
No, we're pretty much the exact same as what we were. The last few years, Jay's had me in charge of the defense, and, you know, so that part of it hasn't changed. And Jay's gave me a lot of responsibility the last few years, so the kids know what my expectations are, and it actually made for a pretty smooth transition.
Well, honestly, I think a team's personality is kind of set up on the defensive end anyway. Would you not agree?
I hope so.
So what are you kind of able to do? I mean, obviously this year the start hasn't been there that you kind of wanted at 2-6. I mean, you lost some pretty good athletes from last year. I don't want to say what's missing because you're doing the best you can, but what are some areas that you kind of wish that you could kind of make some improvements on?
Right now we've just had too many turnovers over the course of the first part of the season here. We're not taking care of the basketball, and we got to improve on that. And then defensive rebounding, we got to do a better job there. I think we do a great job on the offensive glass. We just need to improve on the defensive glass. And then our kids just, they haven't found their stroke yet this season, and we're not shooting a very good percentage. And I think as the kids find their shot this second half of the year, definitely some more wins should come our way.
Well, obviously Creighton's kind of holding up his end of the bargain here. He's averaging about 16 points, 12 rebounds a game. Caleb Eklund also chipping in about 12 points per ball game. You know, a couple of guys that you kind of knew were going to be kind of the cornerstone of your team certainly have stepped up and proven to be that cornerstone.
They've done a great job. You know, it's a different role for them this year. Last year, they were great role players for us, and they were able to do that. And they've had to step into new roles, and I think they tried to take on that leadership responsibility, and they're really becoming more vocal the last few weeks as the season's gone along. They're really trying to take even more of a leadership role.
What kind of I remember about you guys last year is you had a lot of guys that were averaging right at 10 points. It seemed like all five of your starters were about that. You've got three out of the five. I didn't really mention Seaberger, who also is about 9 points per ball game for Chris as well. Where you kind of need to go from here, is it maybe get those guys getting more points, or is it to have somebody else kind of step up and be another offensive threat for you?
Well, right now we're just looking for Chris Seaberger and Sam Kohanic. I kind of see as our 3 and 4 scorers, just getting them to be a little bit more aggressive on the offensive end and finding their shots. And then the role players like Peyton Grote and Della Margaret finding their way now.
Yeah, and obviously a tough test here tonight. Amherst 8-1, their only loss of the season against a state-rated Class C2 team in North Platte St. Pat's. What does Amherst present for you guys tonight that you guys really have to battle?
They have a great group of athletes, and their full-court press is tough just because of how athletic they are, how long they are, and how quick they are. And so that's the biggest thing. We got to, you know, the turnover bug has hit us this year. We have got to take care of the basketball against these guys, and they don't make it easy on you at all. They get after you full court. They run and gun, and they're a very good talent, you know, very good and very talented team.
So how do you kind of attack that? Because you know they're going to come after you in terms of that full court press. What's going to be on the chalkboard when you talk in the pregame in terms of how you handle their press?
just making sure we're confident when we have the basketball. We don't panic because they're going to be running two guys at you, not panicking, you know, having your head up, seeing the floor, taking a breath, and having guys flash into the gaps.
So if you guys win the rebounding battle, you feel like you got a legitimate shot here. You can curb that for.
We got to win the rebounding battle, yeah, without a doubt.
And take and.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We're tied here in Overton between Amherst and the Eagles, 24-24 here in our girls' game. And looking at the numbers, first of all, for the Lady Broncos, they're being led so far by Sydney Tobenheim with 8 points here in the first half and 5 rebounds. Courtney Martinson, 6 points and 6 rebounds. Casey Juergens has 6 points and 3 rebounds. Madison Murphy with 3 points and Heather Bentley with 1 point in the ball game. Shooting from the floor, 9 of 29 is Amherst here in the first half, and only 1 of 6 behind the three-point line, and they are 5 of 4 shooting from the that can't be right. I'm doing the numbers. They're 5 of 14 from the free throw line is Amherst here in the first half. Okay. So checking the numbers here for Overton, they're being led by Sydney Enix, unofficially with 10 points here in the first half, 5 rebounds as well. Danny Jewett with 4 points, Gracie Grote with 4 points, Monica Meyer with 3, and Mackenzie Beavers off the bench. She has 3 points as well as 6 rebounds here in the ball game. She's getting it done on the glass. Unofficially shooting for Overton, 9 of 22, about 40% from the floor. Unfortunately, they've had a myriad of turnovers that have kind of kept them from having enough opportunities. They're 0 for 3 from behind the three-point line and 6 of 10 from the free throw line. So once again at halftime, Amherst and Overton tied at 24. And we'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
So where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. Access to product information, performance results, and world-class agronomic knowledge. Anytime, anywhere. Find the best solutions online at pioneer.com. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business and residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Amherst with the basketball to start things off here in the third quarter. And they're facing some man-to-man pressure with the bounce. Here is going to be Taubenheim. Taubenheim gets it out for Bentley. Gets to the elbow for Juergens. Juergens' entry pass is going to be intercepted. So Amherst turns the ball over. And walking away out of there with it is going to be the Eagles. They'll get it off right side for Jewett, who will penetrate, kick it out. Now from the free throw line, here's Beavers, and Beavers is a 15-foot jumper. So Mackenzie Beavers, a great game here so far for her. She's got 5 points and 6 rebounds. Taubenheim looks to the inside where Murphy's posting up. Now they'll get it inside to Murphy. She does want to shoot over the top of Grote, so they'll work it back around the perimeter. And on that left side is going to be Casey Juergens. Juergens throws it on the baseline to Martinson. Back out to Juergens. Juergens going to fire the three-pointer. It's no good. And rebounded by Overton. Meyer came down with the rebound. And they'll kick it up ahead here for Grote. Grote in the lane. Little jumper is short. And it goes out of bounds. So Overton couldn't get any points off of that. So Overton with that two-point lead here. 26-24. Very early in the third quarter. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll have coverage in Amherst of the Amherst Wrestling Invitational. The final's around 4:30 on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9. Pass right side to Cassie Juergens, and she ends up taking an extra step with it, so there'll be a turnover. So Overton gets the ball back. Jewett to toss it in, gets it to Beavers. Back to Jewett. They've got numbers. Jewett outruns one defender. We'll take it all the way in with that left hand, and it's up and in. Great drive there by Danny Jewett.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Ball inbounded for Taubenheim. Taubenheim throws it down low, and we've got a foul as Martinson got that pass on the low block. And we've got the foul that's going to be whistled. I believe they gave it to Beavers. Well, check that. It was on Danny Jewett, and that's going to be her third. So Jewett called for the foul. So she will come out of the ball game. Checking in for her is Jaden Abey. The free throw by Martinson is good. She makes the first of two. And the second one is a little bit short and rebounded by Beavers. Mackenzie Beavers has done a great job rebounding here tonight. That's 7 rebounds for her and 5 points. Pass on that right side for Eby. She had a little trouble getting the handle on it, but she's able to control it enough. Now with a little give and go, Eby driving. Shot no good, and we've got a foul on the rebound. And I think that's going to go on Amherst. And that will be on Courtney Martinson. And that will be her fourth. So she has 4 fouls. And Grote's going to go line and shoot two as she was trying to make the putback here. And her free throw is no good. So out of the game is going to be Martinson. Grote missed the first one. Second one, short as well. And rebounded by Juergens. Juergens brings it in the offensive zone. And we'll get it off here left side for Taubenheim. Taubenheim's going to direct traffic a little bit. Now she's backing out to near midcourt as she's picked up man-to-man there by Eby. And they'll give it off on that right side. And we're going to have another turnover here on Amherst. Unofficially, 11 turnovers for Amherst, 12 for Overton. And just about that close on the scoreboard as well. 28-25, three-point lead for Overton. They've got the basketball, and on the run is Kaiser. She'll kick it off on that right side. Some penetration for Grote. She was being blocked on the way to the basket. And so that'll be a foul on Murphy for Amherst. That is her second. So inbounded on the baseline. A little baseline runner here from Meyer. Meyer's shot won't fall. And rebound taken out by Amherst. On the run, quick little jumper there for Juergens, no good. Offensive rebound for Murphy, and Murphy's shot won't fall, but we've got a foul on the play. And so that will be, I thought they said number, yeah, it's 1-0. That would be Meyer. That's her second. And the free throw is good for Murphy. So Murphy makes the first of two, and it's 28-26 with 5:24 to go. Here in the third quarter, second free throw is also good. So a couple of quick points here, and we've got a one-point ball game. Overton with a one-point lead and the basketball. And they'll trigger it in here to Grote, who's picked up man-to-man by Murphy. As they bring it in the offensive zone, ball's going to be knocked in near the backcourt, but it's not over and back because it was knocked back there. Jewett gives it to Meyer. Meyer will drive, gives it to Beavers. Beavers' little jumper, no good, and rebounded by Tobenheim. So Tobenheim snags the bound after the miss, brings in the offensive zone, dribbles behind her back, stops at the elbow, kicks left side for Miller. Miller, 15-foot jumper, is a little bit strong, and she gets her own rebound and then hits the bucket. So Madison Miller will make the putback. And we've got another lead change here. And with some penetration, another foul on Amherst. I don't know if they're going to say that Meyer was putting up the shot just yet or not. I think it was on her way to the basket. No, and it's going to be a block on the way. So the foul is going to be on Madison Miller. That'll be her first. So Overton to toss it in. And they'll get the ball in for Eby, who checked in a little bit ago. Top of the circle to get it off for Grote. And we're going to have a reach here against Amherst. That'll be on Murphy. That is going to be her third foul. So Murphy has three. Courtney Martinson has four fouls. That's the big foul trouble right now for Amherst. For Overton, Jewett has three. Enix has three. So both teams have some foul trouble. Beavers gets the inbounds, will drive the lane, takes a little extra step, and that'll be a turnover on Overton. It's one of the few things the Beavers has done wrong today. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. 29-28. Amherst with the lead and the ball. On the bounce, right side, it's going to be Tobenheim. Dribbles it all the way to the baseline. They work it now to Rubicek from the free throw line. Gives it off on that left side. Penetration by Arnold, and Arnold is fouled. On her way to the basket, she'll be shooting two here. And that one will go against Beavers. That'll be her second foul. And the free throw is up and good. So Emily Arnold makes the free throw here. That's her first point of the ball game. And she makes the second one. So Amherst with a three-point lead, 4:19 to go. It's been a pretty tight ball game. Nobody's had a lead as large as five. There's been both teams have been up by at least three. Entry pass going to be knocked down, but picking up is Overton as Grote comes up with it. Finds a little cutter, gives it off on that right side, a little runner off the mark, and it was last touched by Overton and out of bounds. A little air ball on that right side. And it'll be Amherst ball. Tobenheim, long pass up ahead here for Juergens. Back out for Tobenheim. Tobenheim thought about the three. Now she'll get a screen. Will dribble to the top of the circle. Kick right side for Arnold. Arnold will fire a three. Is off the mark. And the rebound on that far side by Overton. Entry pass, and that's going to be another Overton turnover as it's intercepted down low by Rubicek. Rubicek will get it out for Tobenheim. Tobenheim's going to fire a three. That's no good. And rebounded out of there by Juergens. Juergens will now slow it down and kick the ball back out here for Tobenheim, who will give it off on the right side for Bentley. Bentley looks at this man-to-man offense and will kick it left side for Tobenheim. She'll fire a three. And, oop, had a toe on the line, but it's good for two. And Tobenheim strokes in a very long two. Must have, when she stepped into that, must have towed the line just a little bit. And bad pass stolen away. That's Arnold. Arnold with the right hand layup. Hangs on the rim. No good. And Eby will pull down the rebound. So Overton makes the steal, but they can't make the shot. And now on the baseline, a little runner here by Grote. Grote shot. No good. Offensive rebound up and in by Beavers. So Beavers makes the putback. And now Taubenheim brings in the offensive end. She'll give right side for Bentley. Bentley throws it down low for Rubicek, who kicks it back out. Here's an open look for Arnold. Shot is no good. And the rebound into the corner. That's Taubenheim. Taubenheim going to drive. Loses the ball. And picked up there by Overton. And it goes out of bounds, but it was last touched by the Broncos. So give Taylor Kaiser credit for a rebound there. And then had the ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. They'll maintain possession. Meyer checking back into the game. And so does Jewett. Jewett's going to inbound the ball here. So Danny Jewett to trigger it in with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Gets it in for Tara Lease. Back to Jewett. Jewett across the timeline. Dribbles down that left sideline. And we'll get the ball back out here for Jewett. He enters it in. Nice little ball fake there for Enix. And Enix, a little extra step there as well. Exaggerated ball movements there to get the defense out of the way. And they're going to say that Enix drug a pivot foot when she was making that little move there. 33-30. 3-point lead for Amherst. And they've got the ball. On the bounce is Arnold. Top of the circle. We'll give it off here for Martinson. Martinson looking over the top of the defense there for Lease. Entry pass knocked loose, and Arnold is able to pick it up. And then it's tied up. Possession arrow is pointing to Overton, so the Eagles will force the turnover here against Amherst. On the bounce here is going to be Sydney Enix. Enix in the lane, breaks through, bounce pass on the baseline. Little jumper here for Eby, and Eby will score. So Jane Eby with the bucket. And we've got a one-point ball game. 1.5 to go here. Driving on that right side, Taubenheim. Left-handed layup was no good. And we're going to have a hell ball on the rebound. And picking herself up and looking a little uncomfortable right now. I can't really tell. She's holding her elbow. Is Sydney Enix. And now I think she's feeling a little bit better. Amherst with the possession arrow pointing their way will inbound the ball here to Juergens. Juergens bounce pass on the right side off the mark, and now be an Amherst turnover. She was trying to bounce it across the lane for Sierra Rubicek, and Rubicek never saw the ball as it went past her. Inbounder for Enix. On the run here is Jewett. Jewett's going to drive all the way to the baseline. Drew body contact, just flipped it up and missed it. And then the outlet pass is going to be stolen away. Nice little defensive play there by Sydney Enix, who comes up with the steal. And then the pass inside is going to be tipped around and off the hands of Eby. And so Overton will turn the ball over. So we're right at 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. A one-point ball game, 33-32. Amherst has the lead and the ball. Taubenheim will kick left side. Penetration here by Juergens. Juergens gives it top of the circle for Martinson. And they give it off right wing here for Bentley. Bentley, top of the circle for Juergens. Juergens, bounce pass on the right wing here for Bentley. And inside for Rubicek, and Rubicek takes it strong off glass, and it's in. Nice little pass in there for Sierra Rubicek. And she's able to hit the bucket. And then we've got a foul as they enter down on the low block. I think that foul might even, no, it's on the help side there, so it's going to be on Taubenheim. That'll be her second. So 31 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounded to Meyer. Meyer gets it inside. Enix, tough leaner. That shot won't fall. And rebound out for the Broncos. They're on the run here. It's Martinson with 19 seconds left. Drives all the way in. Loses the ball on the way up. Tara Lease is able to come up with the rebound. And then we're going to have a hold called against Amherst. They triple teamed her, and I think that one might be on Martinson. Well, that's a bit of a break. They're going to give it to Bentley. That's going to be Bentley's third. And it's going to be her third foul instead of the fifth on Martinson. Ball inbounded here for Enix. She'll dribble down the sideline. 10 seconds left. Has the bounce. Loses it. Tips it out here for Jewett. Jewett gives it on the baseline. Ball fake here for Eby. Eby gives it top of the circle for Lease. They're running out of time and don't get the shot off. Ball was knocked loose momentarily there by Bentley, and Overton does not even get a shot off. So we'll head to the fourth quarter with Amherst leading Overton 35-32. We'll head to the fourth quarter. We come back right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. A three-point ball game here, as down by three is Overton, but they will have possession of the ball to start quarter number four, and they inbound it for Beavers, and Beavers is going to be fouled almost immediately by Casey Juergens, and that is going to be her third. Just need to find a way to take a little bit better care of the ball. Whoever does that better is going to have that Seeds to Success to win this one. Tonight's Seeds to Success brought to you by your Pioneer Seed Representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about your seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed Science with Service, delivering success. And they get the ball inside for Beavers. And Beavers is fouled. And her free throw is no good. And Juergens pulls down the rebound. So Juergens comes up with the rebound here for Amherst. They bring in the offensive zone after the miss. Nice little screen sets up. Tobenheim for a three. No good on that left wing. Long rebound tracked down by Overton's Mackenzie Beavers as she comes up with it. And again, they're pressuring that. The ball goes out of bounds. And it was last touch. That'll be an Overton turnover. So the Broncos will inbound it underneath their own basket. Heather Bentley tosses it in. It's in the lane. A little runner here for Casey Juergens. Juergens can't get the shot to fall. Beavers comes up with the rebound. Doesn't really have anybody to pass to. Now Jewett comes up and will help her out a little bit. And Beavers is fouled, making that pass out to Jewett. And that'll be on Casey Juergens. That is going to be her fourth foul. So Beavers now will head to the line and will have a one-and-one. It's now eight fouls whistled against Amherst. And her free throw is in and out, no good. And the ball rebound goes out of bounds. And it was last touched by Amherst. So the Eagles, down by a bucket, will inbound it. They get it to Jewett at the free throw line. Bounce pass to the inside for Kaiser. Kaiser is able to tip it out for Meyer. Meyer, three-pointer, no good. And rebound taken out by Tobenheim. Tobenheim on the run, drives all the way in, takes it off glass, no good. Offensive rebound, and then we have a foul. The foul is going to be on the Eagles. And Rubicek misses the free throw. But she was in the act of shooting, so she'll have one more coming up here. Rubicek, 2 points so far in the ball game, and now make it three as she does make the second free throw, and we got a three-point lead, 36-33. Down by three. They get the ball in the lane here for Beavers. Beavers shot no good, and a foul on the rebound. That's going to go against Overton. So Amherst will maintain possession as Beavers fighting to get the ball back. Commits the foul, and that's going to be her fourth. Beavers with 7 points, 10 rebounds, and four fouls. She's played a nice ball game, giving them a lot of energy off the bench. Tobenheim dribbles to that right side, and we're going to have a reach called against Monica Meyer. That's going to be her third. It's now six as a team against Overton. So both teams now are in the bonus after they inbound it. They toss it top of the circle here for Jonak Gilbertson. Gilbertson gives it left side for Tobenheim. Tobenheim open for three, fires the three, and she hits it. Sydney Tobenheim strokes in the three-pointer, and she now has 13 in the game. Running immediately after the inbounds is Kaiser. She'll get it in the lane here for Jewett, and Jewett turnaround jumper good. Well, Jewett started dribbling away from the basket. They kind of gave her some space, and she just kind of stopped and popped. In transition, long two here for Tobenheim. Had her toe on the line. She strokes that in. So the offense is warming up here a little bit. Ball knocked loose on the inside, and that's going to be a turnover against Overton. So Overton turns the ball over. So ball inbounded here for Gilbertson, and she'll toss the ball in for Tobenheim. Tobenheim, well, they reach on her, and so Tobenheim's going to go to the free throw line, and we'll have front of a one and one, and the foul is going to be on Juergens. No, Juergens is coming over to coach, and my apologies. Well, they're calling a moving screen on Juergens. So Juergens picks up the foul, and that is her fifth foul, so she's out of the ballgame. So she's out, and that'll be an Amherst turnover as well. And the pass on the inside, deflected around off the shoulder of Overton, and they'll turn it over. So again, just really kind of whoever protects the ball a little bit better is going to be in a little bit better shape. Pass in the lane. Shot blocked there. Murphy had it blocked, and picking up the loose ball is going to be Kaiser. Kaiser picks up her dribble, gives it off on the right side here for Eby. 5.5 to go. Right side thinking about the three-pointer is Grote. Now she'll dribble down to the baseline. Bounce pass on the low block for Enix. Enix turnaround jumper no good, but she's fouled and will shoot two. Nice ball movement to set up a good opportunity here for Overton. Both teams in the bonus. And Enix, a 49% free throw shooter, does make the free throw here. The foul was on Murphy. That is her fourth. So Enix makes the first of two free throws. Second one is no good. Rebound on the ground and loose ball picked up by Murphy and a timeout by Amherst. Amherst calls the timeout to maintain the possession here. They call timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. 41-36, a five-point lead for Amherst. Broncos will inbound it with 5:20 to go in the ballgame. We come back after this.
For all your custom slaughtering and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats has everything you need to fill your freezer with locally raised beef and pork. From steaks, roast, and hamburger, why go anywhere else when you have the best meat right here in Amherst? Belschner is a very proud supporter of all of our youth and their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game.
And welcome back here as with 5:20 to go, it's 41-36. Amherst with the basketball after that loose ball. A And they'll face a little bit of pressure, but it get across the timeline with no difficulty. Bentley has it. Looking at that man-to-man, a little pressure put on by Enix. We'll give it off on the right side. Penetration for Martinson. Martinson loses the basketball. Amherst turns the ball over. And then a bad pass picked up by Murphy, and Murphy's going to lay it up and in. Madison Murphy makes the steal as they are trying to pass it out. And she's able to lay it up and in, and the imbalance is knocked out of bounds. But Overton will maintain the possession. They bring in the offensive zone. Here's going to be Grote. Three-pointer on the left side for Jewett. No good. And rebounded by the Broncos. They'll get it to Toppenheim on the right side. They enter it down low here for Martinson. And Martinson hits the bucket and foul. Hit on the body. And she'll go to the line trying to finish off a three-point play. 45-36. And the foul, by the way, on Meyer. That is her fourth. And the free throw is good for Martinson. So she makes the free throw. And a 10-point lead right now for Amherst. Overton gives it off on the left side. Now dribbling, backing up with it is going to be Meyer. Right wing to get it to Grote. In the lane for Jewett. Jewett, little runner up and good. Danny Jewett, little floater. A much-needed bucket there for Overton. With 4:12 to go here in the basketball game, it's 46-38. Overton trying to keep some distance here as they get it off here to Martinson. Martinson, five-second count going on. Gets a nice little screen by Arnold. Dribbles to the right side. Toppenheim on the bounce. They're asking for the ball down low as Martinson, but Martinson now is going to clean the lane and use an upper dribble as Toppenheim. She'll give it off right side for Martinson. Martinson drives the baseline, runs into body contact, puts up a wild shot. It is rebounded on that left side. Kick back out for Toppenheim. Toppenheim will run her up and in. Sydney Toppenheim hits the bucket. And then the pass up ahead here for Jewett. Jewett doesn't have numbers, so she'll give it off right side. Penetrating is Meyer. Meyer, nice little runner, and she'll score. So Monica Meyer, much-needed bucket there. She's got five in the game. And we've got an eight-point ball game, 3:10 to go. Penetration here for Toppenheim, and Toppenheim heading the line as, again, another little hand-check foul driving in. They're not going to call the hand-check. They're going to call it actually a block on Eby, and that'll be her second. In any event, two free throws coming up here for Toppenheim. And Toppenheim's first two is up and good. Toppenheim now makes it 49-40. 3:12 to go here in the basketball game. Don't forget we'll have coverage of the boys' game here on ESPN 1460. 15-50. Second free throw is up and good. So a 10-point lead now for Amherst. 50-40. Left wing, Eby. Eby loses the ball. But Jewett's able to track it down. Jewett gives it off here left side for Meyer. Off of the screen, they give it to Grote. Grote drives the baseline. And before the shot is going to be called, there's going to be a hand check foul. It's going to set up a 1-1. And the foul will be on Bentley. That'll be her fourth. So Juergens is already fouled out here for Amherst. They have Murphy, Bentley, and Martinson all with four fouls. Those are all starters for Amherst. Free throw rolls around and is no good. So Grote has one more free throw coming up here. As that's 10 fouls on Amherst, so they're in the double bonus. Free throw is up and good. Overton now 8 of 18 from the free throw line. Got a lot of free throws in this game. A lot of fouls. Arnold facing some pressure. Double team gets it out to Murphy. Murphy back out now for Toppenheim. Toppenheim off of a couple of screens will now dribble between the circles. 9-point lead. And Toppenheim will give it off right wing here for Martinson. Martinson drives on the baseline. Will stop. Take it off glass. A little bit too strong. Offensive rebound. And we've got a foul in underneath. We've got a couple of bodies down there as well. And they're going to call a push here on Danny Jewett. That's going to be her fourth. And so Tobenheim will be shooting two here. And the free throw, check that, a one and one. It's no good. And the rebound to Overton. So Overton brings in the offensive end. Here's Jewett, gives it left side, penetration for EB, but before she can get too far, she calls a timeout. Chelsea Losey calling the timeout here with 2:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. It is 50-41. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Down by 9, 2:21 to go is Overton. We'll see what they have in mind. We come back after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth here in Overton, where the Eagles right now have some work to do. They are trailing Amherst 50-41 with 2:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. We do have a final on our game played on Classic Hits 98-9. It was Kearney Catholic's girls over Grand Island Central Catholic 75-32. Boys game should be tipping off here relatively soon on our sister station. Ball inbounded here for Enix, and it's turned over. Bad pass. It's saved into the hands of Tobenheim. Tobenheim's going to lay it up and in. That is not what they had drawn up. But Tobenheim comes up with the steal and then the layup. On the run now is Jewett. Jewett stops at the free throw line, steps into a jumper that's a little bit short and saved. They're going to say it was last touched as Heather Bentley tried to save it. And that was an air ball by Overton. And I think had she not stepped into the ball at all, it would have been Amherst ball. But in any event, Overton will inbound it underneath their own basket. So the Eagles get a little bit of a break here as they're down by 11, 52-41. 2 minutes to go. Bounce pass in for Meyer, and Meyer hits the jumper. So Monica Meyer strokes it in. And now Martinson will bring in the offensive end. Pressure being put on, and again, 5 second counts going on. So again, Coach Klingelhofer is going to call the timeout for Amherst. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Minute 44 to go in the ballgame, 52-43, 9-point lead for Amherst. They call the timeout, and they'll inbound it. We come back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, about a minute 44 to go, about 104 seconds here for Amherst. They want to milk that clock as best they can. Overton, on the other hand, wants to extend this game as much as possible. Ball inbounded for Tobenheim. Up by 9, she has the ball with a minute 40 to go, and she'll give it between the circles for Martinson. Martinson dribbles that right side, picked up there by Meyer, takes all the way in on the baseline. A little runner that's no good, and a rebound by Overton. Meyer came up with the rebound. She was in a little trouble there, so she threw it off the leg of Martinson, and so Overton will inbound as the clock has stopped here. Danny Jewett will toss it in, and she gets the ball into the hands here of Grote. Grote, left wing for Jewett. Jewett will bounce it down low here for Enix. And Enix has her pass knocked out of bounds by Amherst. So Jewett to toss it in, and she gets it in for Meyer. Meyer has her shot blocked, and the high ball is picked up by Martinson, who's going to drive, and on the way the basket be fouled. So Martinson will drive in after that block. And she comes up with the rebound as well. So Martinson, I don't know if you can say there are going to be nails in the coffin here, but boy, I'll tell you what, Overton is going to have a tough time coming back. They're already down 9, and 2 free throws here for Martinson. And the free throw is up and good, and no good. By the way, the foul on Enix, that is her 4th. So just about everybody's in fairly serious foul trouble for both these two teams. First one missed, Second one is also no good. And the rebound here for Jewett. So Jewett pulls down the rebound, dribbles in the offensive zone, gives it left side for Meyer. Back out for Jewett. Jewett thought about the three. Nice bounce pass in the lane. Driving here is Sidney Enix. And Enix is going to lay it up and in. That was a nice pass. Once Enix made that catch, she had an easy bucket. Got a seven-point ball game. Still time here. Tobenheim has it stolen away. The steal by Enix. She'll go with that left hand. Can't get the shot to fall. Defensive rebound by Bentley. As Bentley comes up with the rebound after the turnover. And now the pass on the right side for Martinson. She'll drive on the baseline. She's fouled and will head to the line. Oh, great opportunity there for Sydney Enix as she made the steal but couldn't get the shot to fall. And now at the line is going to be Martinson for two free throws after Grote is called for her third foul. And the free throw is up and good here for Martinson. 53-45, 8-point lead now with 33 seconds to go for Amherst. Second free throw is up and good. So the mountain gets a little bit taller for Overton to have to climb. Jewett, long pass up ahead. There's Enix, and Enix has it go off of her hands and out of bounds. And that's kind of a sign of how things are going here tonight for Overton. As, again, we kind of talked about the seeds to success brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer seed dealer, in terms of taking care of the ball. And that just really hasn't happened here for Overton, unfortunately for them. And we got a reach here for Overton. That's going to be on Jewett. Tobenheim now is going to shoot some free throws. So where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help you get the most out of every acre? Well, that's easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. The great seeds to success for a better yield start with Pioneer and Craig Weegis. The foul on Jewett is her fifth, so she's out of the ball game now. And to the free throw line is Tobenheim, who will shoot two. Both teams in the double bonus, and the free throw here is no good for Tobenheim. Tobenheim, 21 points in the game, 8 rebounds. So she's had a yeoman's effort here today. Second free throw on the way, and that one is no good. And a rebound by Grote. So Grote pulls down the rebound, and she'll get the ball out here for Lease. Long pass of Lease's is knocked out of bounds by Courtney Martinson with 15 seconds to go. 54-45, 9-point lead for Amherst. And the entry pass knocked away. They tried to get it to Enix, but somehow Lease is able to keep the possession alive. Gives it off here for Grote. Grote's pass on that right wing is going to be knocked out of bounds by Martinson. And now there's 8.2 to go. Amherst going to improve now to 4-7 on the season. Overton is going to fall to 3-7. Inbounded for Enix. Enix, tough baseline jumper, no good. And then we got a foul on the rebound. And that'll be on Tobenheim. That is her third. And so a couple of free throws coming up here for Taylor Kaiser. And her free throw back the iron, no good. Second free throw rolls around, no good. Rebounded by Amherst. Pulling it out is going to be Martinson. Martinson's just going to hold on to the basketball, and that is going to do it. Your final score, it's Amherst 54, Overton 45. As we mentioned, Overton now falls to 3-7 on the season. Amherst is 4-7. A nice 9-point win on the road here for the Lady Broncos, 54-45. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to the New West Sports Medicine North Peak Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Once again, our final, it's Amherst 54-45 over Overton. And unofficially at Amherst, 18 of 51 from the field. Overton was 18 of 46 from the field. Amherst 2 of 11 behind the three-point line. Overton only 1 of 6. And from the free throw line, that really was one of the differences in the game. Amherst shot 50%. They were 16 of 32. Overton was only 8 of 20 from the field. And Amherst had the advantage in terms of rebounding, 38 to 32 over Overton. And turnovers, 23 turnovers by Amherst, but 25 by Overton. So I guess rebounding, probably one of the bigger numbers that stands out here, and a little bit better shooting from the free throw line for Amherst as they win this one by a final of 54 to 45. Let's check the individual numbers. We'll begin, first of all, for Amherst. They were led today by Sydney Tobenheim, 21 points and 8 rebounds unofficially. Courtney Martinson had 12 points and 11 rebounds, so a double-double for her. Madison Murphy with 9 points and 5 rebounds. Casey Juergens, 6 points and 8 rebounds. Sierra Rubicek off the bench finished with 3 points but 8 rebounds. But 1 rebound. I looked at the wrong line there. So Rubicek, 3 points, 1 rebound. Emily Arnold with a couple of points. And Heather Bentley had 1 point and 3 rebounds here for Amherst, who, as we mentioned now, are 4-7 on the season. And they'll play a week from tonight at Pleasanton. That'll be their next action as they've got the next 6 days off. For Overton, as we mentioned, for them, they fall to 3-7 on the year. They were led by Sydney Enix, who had a lot of foul trouble, but still finished with 13 points and 5 rebounds. Danny Jewett with 8 points and 3 rebounds. Monica Myers, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Mackenzie Beavers had 7 points, but 10 rebounds. So 7 points, 10 rebounds for Mackenzie Beavers, 5 points for Gracie Grope, and 3 points for Tara Leese. Jaden Eby chipped in 2 points in the ball game. As unofficially, Overton, 18 of 46 from the field. They shot about 40% from the field, only 16% from three-point range, and they were 8 of 20 from the free throw line. As Overton, as we mentioned, 3-7 on the season. They'll travel to Maxwell tomorrow for a doubleheader. Again, that is on the road at Maxwell. Once again, our final, 54-45, Amherst with the win over Overton. Well, we'll be turning our attention here as we'll tip off in about 15 minutes or so, Overton and Amherst here on ESPN Radio on the boys' side. So we'll step away for a few minutes, and we'll be back with boys' basketball game in about 10-12 minutes or so between Overton and Amherst here from Overton. Once again, your final, 54-45, Amherst with the win over Overton. We'll be back in Overton for the boys' game in about 12 minutes or so right here on ESPN Radio.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.